Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down,
him too.
Testing 1, 2. We are ready to go. We missed last week's podcast, so we are doing one Christmas night.
We're the only people that would do a podcast.
We're the only entertainers that give back on Christmas night. That's not true.
Is this loud enough? You haven't yelled at me yet.
There's shows everywhere.
Is it just because it's Christmas?
Talk up.
Oh, okay. I just said, is it loud enough? And instead
then
of saying,
I just looked.
Yeah, instead of saying, oh, not quite, you need to go a little bit louder, you just went, talk up.
Yeah, talk up.
Like a fucking asshole. Like, do you see though? I asked. I put myself out there. I said, hey, is it loud enough? Do you get it? Or
you
no?
Put yourself out there like you,
hey, maybe
you
I'm
were
doing
vulnerable.
This,
you threw yourself
yeah,
out.
Yeah, maybe I'm
vulnerable.
Doing this wrong. Is it possible?
You let your walls down and I came in.
Can you just see or not see the point that I'm trying to make?
Can you see the real me?
Can you or not?
Yes, but why are you trying to make points this early in the podcast?
Like,
it's too
because
early.
Because I just got home last night and you're already like, okay, when I'm away from you, I was away for a week, 6 days. And I started to really love you. I was like, oh, he's good. You're witty on the phone. You make me laugh. It's short enough that it's not, I don't have to filter through all the ailments and shit that do I look fat? Does this match with this? I don't have to do all that stuff. It's just, I just get sort of like this.
That's the same as what I have to do.
Yeah. And then like some of the texts are funny or whatever. You call me up with a little something, something, this and that. I'm like, wow, this guy's pretty great. Pretty great. I start falling in love with you. I look at my family, their little fights with their husbands. I'm like, they don't have what I have. Then I get home and you're just a fucking brutal asshole.
I have not been an asshole. You came home to a clean house. I cleaned the house, did about 12 loads of laundry.
I've already said thank you 200 times. How many times are you going to bring it up?
Well, I haven't done anything. This is Bonnie. I'm chewing a nut and she yells at me, what are you eating? I go, a nut. She goes, really? Since the car? No. Maybe it was the third one I had. Like, you'll find
I didn't
anything.
Know you had nuts in your pocket and you're just like a squirrel eating them.
What? I'm sorry. That's how
all
you...
All the way into...
That's how you eat your nuts. With your mouth.
You're just popping nuts in your mouth one after the other? It's weird.
Well, should I do 1, 2, 1, 2?
Whatever. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I don't get that when I'm on the phone, when I'm away from you.
You don't get me eating nuts?
Yeah, I don't have to be like, ugh, shut up. You're dumb. You're like, but you, It's like you got, you're eating a nut and you got gum in your mouth and it's...
You complain too much. You don't.
I know.
See,
I do.
Who got you nice Christmas presents this year?
Stop. We're not going. We're not doing that yet. Because first I have to go through like how.
Oh.
Not nice you are even on Christmas, and you proved it. I didn't have to say a word. You said, "Speak up." So the whole fucking world, or
the whole world.
16
don't
people.
Don't hate people that are on TV shows. That
I brought that up like two podcasts ago, so don't try to jump in on it. Yeah, when they're like, I love sauerkraut. I eat it by the spoonful. Oh, God, now the whole world knows. No, not just the Kathy Lee and Hoda audience.
Oh, that's who said it?
I don't know.
They say stuff like that, right?
I'm just saying, like, that's like the kind of thing some dumb fucking celebrity will say. And they'll be like, oh, good, now the whole world knows. Shut up.
You're...
What?
Shut up? That's... Do celebrities,
I know, but
get
it's
on your
like,
nerves? Do they get on your nerves?
I don't understand why people watch talk shows.
Why?
It's the most boring. It's canned conversation. They've already gone through what they're going to talk about. Probably a lot of them have had people already advise them before they even get the producer that's going to produce the segment on. Say it's Ellen. Some producer calls them and says, "What are you going to talk about?"
Yeah,
and they write down right. But probably prior to that, even somebody else has like told the celebrity like, okay, here's what we want you to say about the movie.
Why?
Here's a good story that might lead up to it.
Rock,
do you have a story about a dog?
Rock is good on interviews. I love watching him on interviews.
Who's Rock?
Chris Rock.
Oh, God.
There's certain, we
I
call
thought
him,
you meant The Rock.
No, we call him Rock. You know.
Dwayne Johnson. I was like...
Oh, I watched a movie with him in it the other day on the plane, Hercules. I give it three thumbs
down. I will say this.
What will you
the
say?
Rock. Is that he took it as far as he could take it.
He's a big movie star, you know.
Yeah.
He's in a lot of movies.
He's done kids movies and I don't know all the movies that he's done.
He's done a lot.
I don't know his body of work.
But he was a wrestler.
Yeah, but if somebody had said way back when, this guy is going to be a big movie star, who would have believed it?
Same with Schwarzenegger. All of those meatheads that come along. But certain interviews I like. Who else do I like? I like Chris Rock. I like...
I like Louis C.K. interviews.
Ugh.
And I like Bill Burr interviews.
Why?
Because they're doing, you know,
doing
it's entertaining. Yeah, but
they're
it's entertaining.
They're doing their act. Chris Rock is talking real stuff. They're doing their act.
All right, Chris Rock is better than everyone in the whole world. All right, there.
He's the greatest
I
person alive.
Good.
He's the greatest person alive.
He's amazing. He's got a 6-foot cock. This guy's incredible.
See, that's what females do. That's what they go right to. He's amazing. Instead of saying he's intelligent or brilliant, he's got a 12-foot.
I'm not listening to him talk, baby. I'm thinking about that cockaroonie.
See, that's all girls do. That's all they base the whole world around.
I'm so girly.
It's so fucking
always
ridiculous.
Towing the ladies.
Just they,
agenda.
They go. They think they'll go to a guy. Oh, you have a small penis. Like that. That's going to win everything.
I like guys with small penises, as you know.
Oh,
that's
really?
My type.
Funny, yeah, really, because I don't have a small one. I have a nice one, decent.
Yes, above average.
It's
like when yours is hard. It's bigger than the average soft penis. I would say that.
It's real funny.
Why is it such a big deal? Like it's
not
a
girls,
joke.
Females make it a big deal all the time.
Make fun of my breast size. I don't care.
I don't care about your breasts. Okay, they're nice breasts. They're all right. I mean. Shit, they're not sagging yet. You know, so you're going to be happy about that. I mean, they'll never sag, but...
Oh, yeah, they can. My sister Andrea's...
Not when they're that small, they can't sag.
I should have said that. She'll probably listen to the podcast, and that'll be it for us. Her and I.
Well, you don't want to ruin it with Andrea.
She's the
one person who likes you.
And Lynn.
So, Bonnie, you just got back from Canada. How was your trip?
It's great. Really wonderful.
You shoot 6 days in Canada.
6 days in Canada.
That could be a movie, 6 days in Canada. 60. How much snow was there?
A boring movie.
Was there tons of snow?
Yeah, a lot of snow.
Like up to your knees?
Yeah.
Get out, for real?
No,
even
lot,
in Edmonton or just Cold Lake?
Well, Cold Lake was more snow than Edmonton. There's a lot of snow.
Talk up, please.
I don't want to talk about it. It's boring.
I said talk up. You don't have to talk about it. People like to hear what goes on in Canada. We have a lot of Canadian fans. We have fans of your history with your family that hates you. What?
It keeps knocking on the table.
You know. So you went to Edmonton. You stayed at Andrea's for how many nights?
I got in Thursday night at like midnight or something.
Did they pick you up at the airport?
Yeah.
All right, so already you're inconvenience.
Yeah, and poor Andrea, she lives in Edmonton. She's got to pick everyone up from the airport, drive them to the airport.
That's her
job. She's the airport shuttle.
But she's not too far from the airport.
No, 15, 20 minutes.
17, I'd say 17 minutes.
Okay.
Remember you got so mad when I got that hotel and you thought it was far from her, but it wasn't, and you got mad for nothing? Remember last Christmas, when I got us that hotel on Priceline?
That was a disgusting hotel, though.
No, that was a
Admit it.
That was a 4-star hotel.
No, that was horrible.
No, it wasn't.
And it was pretty far, actually.
It wasn't. It was right down that one road. Eh? And then,
why? Do you think this is interesting to anyone? Why are you talking about this?
I just want to talk. It'll lead into stuff. It's not interesting. It's a Christmas. All right, let's talk about gifts first.
Christmas is what it is for everybody. It's exactly the same. You harbor these small resentments. They grow bigger every year. And, you know, you shove it down. So
I don't say anything.
You do. Your family doesn't shove it down.
I don't have resentments.
You never learned to shove it down.
I don't have resentments towards you on Christmas.
I'm not...
Are you talking about
I can't tell if you're joking or not. Just, are we going to have a conversation as
yes,
a real husband and wife, or are we doing characters? Well, should we do some characters?
No.
Well, Richard, what I like is I don't think you and I have any resentments on Christmas. We put up the tree, we sing our songs, and we drink our eggnog, and we have a real nice time.
Is that your character?
Shut the fuck up.
What character? What are you going to call that character?
I'm going to call that
Mabel.
Character.
Call
shut
her
your fucking mouth, you dumb Jew. We start talking about lighting candles. You jump in. How about that?
Whoa, you jump in material.
Stop it. Well, were you serious?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying in general, people go home for Christmas and they have resentments. Did you really think I was talking about you and I?
No.
Okay, then why did you say it? Then why did you say it?
I'm clearing it up for the people.
No, then you say it. You don't ask it as me as a question, because I look at you and I go, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Half the time when we do these podcasts, which is supposed to be real, folks, we're not even married. No, we're supposed to be real. And then I don't know if you're joking or not, because you think, oh, I'll get her going. This is going
to
be good radio. You love the idea that it's like, this is good radio. It's like, it's so stupid. Just be real. Just be normal. Have a conversation.
I am. I'm asking you, and then you go, you're saying the resentment towards your family builds up year after year. But when you go there during the summer, you don't have any problems.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. As do you. They don't like you, and they don't like me. Okay?
Don't say that. Don't put me in that. That's like saying.
They don't like you. They didn't get you one gift, okay? They didn't get you one. Not one person got you even the tiniest little gift. Okay?
Well, because
your name was not mentioned unless I brought it up. Okay? I said to my mom, yeah, I talked to Rich or whatever. How's he doing? I said, well, he's a little disappointed. He didn't get any gifts. Like, as you know, lighthearted. And then she goes, oh, gosh, he must think we're just real cheapskates. I go, no, I think he thinks you don't like him very much. She goes, oh, we like him fine. Like that. Like, not even like, we like him? What? That's crazy. Oh, like she couldn't think of the right word. Fine.
I take them into my house when they come here.
Not a lot of people like you. So let's let's put my family in the majority on that one, okay? But they don't. They don't like me either. So
Andrea and Dale like me.
I don't know about that. Honestly, there's comments that are made constantly.
Dale doesn't make them. I played golf with Dale a couple times.
Oh, they make them to Raina.
About me?
Yeah.
What do they say? Give me one comment.
I can't remember. But they're always like asking how's your dad, and they just make little comments.
What about now Audrey's kids? What's the fat kid's name? What's his name?
Stop it now. Because what? I talked about Audrey once.
I'm not talking about Audrey.
On one podcast. Audrey is, and it has, for whatever, I don't know how long we've been doing this podcast. 3, 5 years? I don't know
years.
How long.
I think 3 years.
Okay, well.
For 3 years, they don't like you because of one podcast.
They listened to the podcast where we said she thought she was Mother Teresa.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else we said about her. I didn't listen to the
not
podcast.
Not we. I didn't say anything, really.
They've never, ever cared about one thing that I've ever done in my life.
In show business.
Can't be bothered. But how she got her hands on that podcast, I don't know. Like, why did she? Somebody must have said, I heard them talking about you on the podcast.
But I
somebody she knew. And then she heard it. Or maybe they replayed it on O&A channel or something. I don't know. But she wrote me an email that said,
really?
We're done.
No.
A podcast, Bonnie? Really? I'm done with you. Something like that. And she has been done with me.
Well,
ever since. She won't talk. Her kids are rude to me. Her kids were rude to you when you came to visit.
Okay, wait.
Wish me happy birthday. She doesn't.
I get along with her husband, Paul.
You know what she gave me for Christmas?
What?
4 used books from her bookshelf.
Four used books?
Like, not just like, oh, she glanced through them, like fully used. Bryce did a what do you call it? A thing on one of them. What do you call it? A report. So his notes were still in the book.
So it was on drinking.
Stop. You're making it worse.
I'm just kidding. I'm making it worse. You just said your sister gave you 4 used books.
Well, that's the truth. That's a fact.
Okay, so let me straighten this out. I get along with Paul, that's her husband, right? He's always nice and cordial.
Yes.
Paul is probably one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. Dale, nice guy. I don't have a problem with them when I go up there. The kid, now wait. All of Andrea's kids, the 3 boys, Quinn, Colton, and
Austin.
Austin.
We should say their names.
They're all fun and play with Raina, and
they love her. She loves
them. Yeah, the oldest one is cool.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. I like him. Audrey's kids, you got the
stop. Don't say their names, please.
Okay, I won't say their
names. But you just said a bunch of names, and then you said,
but I'm saying I like
my oldest sister's name.
But I'm saying,
just don't. The people apparently that live there here listen to the podcast and tell our stuff.
Who would listen to this podcast in Canada? So, and those kids are okay.
People do.
Your one
people
sister's
do.
Kids are great with Raina. Took her skiing.
What are you? Stop. Why are you trying to make me feel like shit right now?
I'm not. I'm saying they're good with Raina. The kids are. I'm saying the husbands are cool.
I talked about Audrey. I apologized to Audrey. And then, but still, she's still mad at me for it. And then my other family members think that I deserve it. That because
your mother doesn't even know what a podcast is.
Whatever, they think it's a radio show. Whatever it is to them, they don't know.
But you start off saying no one likes me.
I didn't start off by saying that. I said no one, they don't like me. They don't like you. Okay? They just don't like us.
That's kind of broad. I don't think that. I think you're exaggerating a little. I know Andrea likes you. She always calls you and talks to you.
Yes, but she's on Audrey's side on this.
On one issue. Big deal.
But now we're doing it again. Don't you see?
We're not bad-mouthing anybody. I'm saying that.
Really? You called her kid fat.
I was trying to realize what kid we were talking about. Not realize. I mix up the kids. There's 5, 6 kids.
You
up
know
there.
What you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
You know
anything.
What you're doing. Stop.
Okay. The one with the bad afro.
Stop.
You know. Remember when? See, we kind of messed with him. Remember, he was dropping off a CD to a cassette to some kid that was moving away.
But that wasn't Bryce.
Yeah.
That was? I don't remember that.
Yeah. What's the sister's name?
I'm not saying the name.
You just said
I know. I made a mistake.
She had braces still?
No.
So her teeth are straightened. Didn't she have braces or something?
I don't remember. Yeah, probably.
Oh.
A lot of people have braces. It's not.
I had braces.
I don't know what kind of slam that is.
It's not a slam. I'm asking. I'm trying to. I haven't been up there in 2 years. I can't picture them. I can't picture. I just can kind of I'm getting old. I don't remember. You know, they didn't leave that big of an impact in my life. Well, I would remember. I mean, I remember the daughter saying mean things, but she was young. She's a kid. You can't go after kids. You know. How old are they now? How old is the oldest of your other, the one sister that likes you? How old's her oldest kid?
I'm not talking about it anymore. If you want to keep babbling on about this bullshit, go ahead. But I'm not talking about it anymore.
Did you bring up our movie?
I don't even want this podcast to go out. I want to do a start over.
Did you talk about our movie?
Can we start over?
No, did you talk about our movie up there? Did anybody say we saw the movie? Did they have a movie party where they saw our movie? Now you won't. All right, let's talk about gifts. We got nice gifts today.
Oh, yes.
Bonnie, but how did you know I wanted that?
I didn't know, but you're old. So you probably you have all those records. So
I got about
like,
10 records, albums.
I was like, I'm sure you would like to.
I'm missing one. The main
one. You probably
one.
Used to lay on the floor and smoke cigarettes and listen to your records when you were feeling down.
I didn't listen. One album I did, I like to know where it is.
What?
So my Von Meter.
Well, okay, can you put your glasses down? It's driving me nuts. And secondly, could you rephrase that so that it doesn't sound like you're accusing me
of stealing
it's missing. Your Von Meter album?
How is the one album missing? Why is there always like one thing in this house of mine missing? I just don't get it. Like some of my
You
DVDs.
Were a crack addict, so I mean, maybe no. It's you.
So my DVDs, all those. Wait, there should be boxes of them downstairs.
Of what?
Old DVDs. Where are the boxes of all the DVDs?
Didn't you take them back? Take them in somewhere?
No.
Once?
I got to go check. We should have like 500 DVDs down there.
Let's ask ourselves as we try for the new year to
what?
Push this podcast to the forefront. Let's ask ourselves as we're speaking. Is this going to be interesting to the masses? Is this going to bring more people to... Hey, you got to listen to this podcast, man. He's talking about some CDs.
DVDs.
He can't find... Thinks they're in the basement. He's going to go down and look. I got to listen to the next podcast to find out if you found them or not, man. Because this is some fucking titillating shit
right here.
Just
like 200 DVDs.
Stop. Stop.
I'm going right after this podcast to go find them.
I can't do this.
I'm going to find
I don't
want to
be here and I don't want to do this dumb podcast.
Ever?
No, it's like when I do other people's podcasts, it's fun. We're actually talking about something.
Okay,
you know?
Talk.
It's not, I hate the idea. Like when I'm with you, all it is me being like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is ridiculous. I can't believe what it's like. If there's ever a time where we're actually having a normal...
You didn't ask me how my trip to California was.
I asked you a bunch of fucking times.
Not on the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get there yet because you were still fucking hounding me about Canada.
Well, you always talk about Canada when you come home. You always talk about it. That's what you talk about when you get back from Canada.
On the podcast I do?
You flew first class both ways. That's pretty titillating.
Really great, man. Super cool. I'm never flying coach again. It's worth it. You know what I was thinking, honestly? Even if it's like $1,000 more, it's worth it.
No,
for
it
your self-esteem. It is worth it.
I'll tell you, when you watch those people walk back, I was in first class going to L.A.
Why? Because you got bumped up?
Yeah. And I went to use the bathroom in the back because the first class bathroom was being used. And just walking past all those people, you feel like, you know that movie we watched about the train where all the poor people were in the back of the
yes.
train? What was it called? Snow something? Or
I,
something
yeah,
Tripper
yeah.
or Tripper or... You know what I'm talking about? Yes. All the poor people.
Yes.
And the rich people were up front.
But they weren't they making them into the people into food?
I don't remember.
Or, no,
Snowpiercer.
Something
Piercer.
Or something. I
think it was called Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's like when you walk through codes. You just, you want to hand them money. You want to give them money. Here's for you. Here's for that kid right there.
I know. It's like, it's just a touch more room, and yet it makes all the difference in the
world.
And
that food you brought off the plane that you gave me, you can't eat that in the future. You got to eat. There's hummus in it. You don't think that's going to go bad?
No, because it's in a container that's airtight. It says it's good until...
Yeah, because they keep it cold.
No.
Yes.
No.
You think it's warm?
Yes.
That was one of the gifts Bonnie gave me for Christmas. Her snack pack from first class. From first class. And she got me a turntable. Pretty cool.
I think they figured it out.
It's portable. It's portable.
Portable.
But you could put your, you know, USB cable in it. You could listen to your iPod. You could listen to your iPod through anything nowadays. You know, or your phone. Like anything. You could just plug it into anything. Lamps and fucking dressers and go in a hotel room and just plug in your fucking phone to anything and listen to it. You notice that? You ever notice that? My iPod is so old, it's worth a lot of money now, I hear, on eBay. I don't sell stuff on eBay, but if we started selling stuff, I got stuff that's worth money. My iPod, it's an old one, one of the old iPods.
No, you gotta listen, man. He's got like an old iPod that he won't sell on eBay. I mean, have you ever heard such a thing? Like, he could make money on this thing, and he's not gonna sell it because he doesn't use eBay. It's a fascinating podcast, dude. You gotta listen.
We have 200 DVDs
it's
that
really,
are not downstairs.
Really sweet.
Where the fuck are those DVDs?
Stop. Talk. How was your trip? How much more time do we have to fucking do?
All right, let's.
How much
started.
More time? How much more time? Can we start over? Can we start over?
How do you start over? I don't even know.
You should. I don't know. Stop it and then do a new one.
This is a good one. This is, you know, we got like one or two more this year.
It's awful.
24. Oh, then let's.
I'm
going to
kill myself.
Let's step it up.
The only way this is going to be good is if we murder suicide right now.
Let's talk about the endings to two of
no,
our favorite.
No. That is not what we do on this podcast. I am not fucking. Are you fucking kidding,
you kidding me
right now?
We'll talk about how we were disappointed. We were disappointed.
No, no. I hate when you do. What's a good movie? Or this is a good listing movies. You know what? There are podcasts out there that's what they are. They're pop culture podcasts, and they talk about this shit, and it's people who know their shit talking about
it. I know my
it.
Shit. I saw two good movies.
Stop.
The Skeleton Twins.
Stop. Your eyes light up when you're pissing me off, and I can see you.
I'm not
just,
trying to piss you
no,
off.
No, you've got a twinkle. Corners of your mouth are curling up, and it's like, hi, joy. I am pissing someone off right
no.
now. And that's the only time you ever experience any kind of joy.
I experienced.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
No, I experienced joy many times.
Okay, how was your trip
good.
To Los Angeles? Any
good.
Deep thoughts?
I had a good
way.
Time when I...
What's your deepest thought that you've had this year?
What does that mean?
Just give it to me. What's the deepest thought you've had this year?
Deepest thought?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? What did I think about deeply?
Oh, my God. You can't... You don't even understand the question.
What's my deepest thought?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
What kind of question is that?
Did you think? Did you think deeply about anything?
That's better.
Did you think deeply about it
in LA or this whole year?
I was going to say on the trip to LA, but then I realized, you know, let's open it up for him because probably on the trip he didn't, he'll be like, I just slept. My deep thought was I'm better than people in coach.
I felt, you know what I felt? Because when I went to LA, I was a little under the weather and I flew to LA only to get miles to get my status from gold to platinum. That's
why you couldn't come to Canada with me, folks.
There wasn't enough miles. My flight to Canada wouldn't have been enough miles. But I flew to LA.
But, no, I think people are getting a pretty good grip on what kind of person you are.
I wanted to get platinum for next year because I fly a lot. So it was down to this trip. I even had to go through Houston to LA, from Newark to Houston to LA to get enough miles to push me over the top. But it's going to push me over the top and I'll be platinum. And it'll be well worth it. Because when you're platinum...
But you could have gone to Edmonton and then to L.A. and back, and that would have given you enough miles.
No.
Of course it would have.
No, it wouldn't.
If going to Houston to LA, back to Houston to Newark gave you enough miles, then going to Edmonton to LA.
Do you know what that would have cost? It would have been a fortune. Would have been like $2,000.
But you would have been with your wife and child and their fucked up family.
Why would I want to go to somewhere no one likes me? You just told me no one likes me.
Why? You didn't know that before.
Yes, I did. I've known that forever. I'm not likable. I don't fit their mold.
Do you mind? I watched you put a gum into a thing and put another gum in your mouth instantaneously. Like, there was no break. No break.
So when I went to LA, I was a little nervous.
Are you unable to go 3 seconds without it? How long do you think you can go without a Nicorette gum?
I'm not trying. Can you?
Is that why you go so fast during sex? You just want to get another Nicorette gum in your mouth?
Oh, now I go fast during sex. I have a small penis. I go fast. I'm just useless sexually. Wow. Look at that. No wonder. No wonder.
Yep. No wonder what?
Well, you fill in the blanks.
Yeah, I always have to, and I'm tired of it.
So, when I'm flying to LA, you know, I'm a little sick. I was a little under the weather last
week. Thank
you.
Mm-hmm. We know. I remember.
Weather.
Yeah.
And then that goddamn.
You're the worst person
flu.
In the world.
I got the flu.
Because you were like, I might have bronchitis. I might have pneumonia.
Yes.
Had to go to the doctor 27 times.
I went once. You go to the doctor to get a prescription, okay?
Did you get a prescription?
Yeah, antibiotic. Because I had upper respiratory problems.
Should I go to New York? I don't want to relapse. Remember that phone call?
I went Saturday night. I did 2 shows at the Stand. Then I went to L.A. Monday night. What did I do? I checked in my hotel. I got there late, like 1 o'clock. Went to my hotel. Got up, play golf Tuesday. Then I did a show Tuesday night.
I'm not saying you have to do this now, but remember, for like the New Year podcasts, we're going to try to step it up.
Yeah.
But this is good for this old shit that we had.
But then I did.
Getting rid of the old customers. This is a good way to get rid of the people that are listening now and get new ones for the new year. You know what I mean?
How are we going to get new ones? How are we going to advertise?
Yeah, because people are going to be like, dude, if you want to hear a step-by-step timeline of his trip for miles to L.A.
You gotta listen, man.
This is some great shit.
I gotta go find our DVDs. There's 200 of them. If they're not there, that means somebody's stealing out of our unit. Or you're giving them away. Are you giving them away?
Do you think that that's happening? Be honest. Do you think someone's stealing...
If they're not there, what
DVDs
else could they be?
When,
you know, I didn't throw out 200 DVDs.
People don't even use DVDs anymore.
Yeah.
People just rent right off their fucking TVs.
So next year we'll call our podcast New and Improved. Is that what we'll call it? Like some kind of new name?
Let's just see what... Let's give a preview of what it might be like in the new year when you're... If you were to go to L.A.,
uh-huh.
Like, you wouldn't probably fart when I'm talking, like, right there. But this is the old one, so you can do it. But if you were to go to L.A. in the new year for miles...
Yeah.
What might that story sound like? In the new one, where it's new and improved.
Well, folks, you know what it's like with these airlines nowadays. Everybody is elite status because everybody pays with their credit cards. And when you pay with your credit cards, you get miles. So people that barely fly are gold and platinum, which is kind of ridiculous when it comes to somebody like myself who flies all the time. It's aggravating that I don't get upgraded. As gold, it's almost impossible to get upgraded. But as platinum, it's a little easier. A little easier. So if I have to fly to LA to get my status up, it's because of all these people with their goddamn credit cards that... don't even fly, but yet they're the same status as me, and it's really starting to aggravate me. The airlines are aggravating me.
This is the new and improved one?
I stepped it up a little. I explained
well, you got a little more energy, but the content was pretty much the same.
No.
There's no...
Yeah, I'm saying how why it
there's no comedy
me.
In there, no humor, no... I mean, I don't know what your... What do you think your strength is for the podcast? What do you think your strength is? Play to your strength.
Do you I'm supposed to do it. Comedy on the podcast? I'm not a comedian on the podcast. I mean, I'm a comedian, but I'm
really?
Not
a, really? What do you think your job is here on the podcast? I'd love to hear it.
I steer the podcast and I direct it. I'm kind of like the board.
But don't
off.
You think then you could be replaced so easily? I mean...
No, because I could, just, who else
I
do you
could
hate
get
as
any
much?
Random guy
yeah,
that says
but you're
says
not
going to
hate him as much as
wrong.
You hate me. Oh, I don't say words wrong. Did you just say words wrong? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so let's attack me. What is your job on the podcast?
I want to get fired. I'm actively trying to get fired from the podcast, as always. Always trying. I mean, my job is really just to be the wife that hates you. I mean, it's right in the title. I don't really have much more to do.
But you said you love me now.
No, I love you when I'm away from you. When I don't have to deal with you.
We're soulmates, you know that? What are you going to do? You can do whatever you want on the side, but you'll always be stuck with me. Whatever you want to do, that's up to you. You want...
I can't
go
believe how my emotions bounce,
or...
though, really. Like, honestly, in Canada, I was like, we're so perfect for each other. Oh, look at these ones fighting. Ugh, ooh, ee. We're great.
Who was fighting?
I'm not going to say.
You just said in Canada.
I know, but I don't want to say their names.
Oh, okay, okay. Your family?
I mean, I'm already in fucking deep shit.
We didn't do anything this wrong this podcast.
Yes, a lot.
No.
Yes.
No.
Said people's names. You know, I gave my dad a hug. You know, my dad has never said I love you to me, ever.
I can't, never.
It is 100% true.
Now you're going to alienate.
Never.
Yeah.
Then I think it's kind of funny. Because he's been on his deathbed a couple of times also. And still, like, I lean in thinking he's going to say it. And then he's like, get the fuck out of here. No. Come here. Come here. What? I gave him a big hug when I was leaving. And he grabbed my shoulders and pulled me away from him and looked me in the face like they come on, take it easy.
He's team Audrey too.
No, I think he's team don't get crazy with the emotions.
Oh, he's a farmer, he's a hard worker. He's not like
they're
he's
all
a man.
Hard workers.
He's a man's man. He's not mm-hmm. like some, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's look, my father at Thanksgiving dinner when we came to thank be thankful.
Oh my God.
He was talking to himself.
I just had a fucking breakthrough right now.
What?
Because remember when I went to hug you in the, when we were waiting for the car?
Yeah.
In the like car park thing?
Yeah.
And you like, what do you call that when you go like that to someone?
Shrug.
You shrugged me off you. You were like, and I was like kind of hurt by it. That's my my father. Oh my God. I have two fucking people in my life who are cold and cruel.
No, because I hug you.
Oh shit.
I tell you I love you all the time. I don't if I I'll tell you one thing though. There will be a fight if those DVDs aren't downstairs.
Could you stop bringing up DVDs, honestly?
There's 200 of
stop.
Them.
Stop. No, you think it's some in some way comedic and it's not. It's aggravating. You're like, oh, this is great. I'm the master of the callback. I'm going to say DVD another time. It's not.
So, look, come on, parents
step
are
it up.
Parents from that era are a little more self-centered. They didn't have self-help groups and all the awareness and all the TV shows and all the talking and, you know, all the Dr. Oz's and Phil's and Oprah's, you know, they didn't have that. So,
well, because when my sister Andrea, her kids went through some, her oldest, they had some troubles, you know, kids.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, it's because she's tells them that she loves them too much.
No.
That's what his,
that's
too
his theory?
Much, too much love. That's the era they come from. Too much love will set your kids on
well, that's not true. My kids turned
course.
Out very well. And they got too much love. You know.
It just sounds creepy coming from you, but I get it. Creepy done.
What? No.
Can we be done? You know I do this podcast for you because I love you.
I do this for you.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Think I look forward to this? You think I look forward to this?
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
So, my father, during, you know, they're all selfish and self-centered. He talked Thanksgiving when he
came. He thanked himself.
He thanked himself. Well, how did it go?
Because everybody thanked, you know, went around the table saying what they were thankful for.
Yeah.
And then that one weird guy that was,
yeah,
nobody knew who he was, cried and stuff. And then your father thanked himself for living as long as he's lived.
Like his granddaughters are there. He didn't say, I'm thankful for my granddaughters. Who the fuck does that?
I'm thankful for my wife. He never said that.
My kids. You know, I can see not even his kids, but his grandkids. So he's always, oh, I want to see, you know.
Well, then your sister, can I talk about this?
Yeah, I don't care.
When your sister was talking about your brother who passed away.
Yeah.
And your dad was like, all right, let's seat.
No.
Yeah, he cut her off. She was crying. She started crying. I mean, she's dramatic too. She was, I don't know if she was, it seemed a little forced, but because the other guy cried. So I think she felt like she had to.
No, she already went first.
She went again.
Why did she get to go twice?
I don't know. She was basically sort of just wrapping it up, I guess, and then brought up, maybe she felt bad that she didn't bring up Robert the first time. And so she brought up Robert and was like, I wish he was here with us.
Never mourned. I never cried about my brother dying. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Why? How come? You don't
make... You're not in touch with any emotions other than anger. If he had died owing you money, you might have felt something.
He did die owing me money. I paid for the fucking funeral, pretty much.
See? But you got angry. You were angry about that, right?
I'm not angry about
it. You could get in touch with your anger.
No.
Maybe you should go to a therapist. You can't get in touch with your
I get in touch
emotions.
With my happiness when I'm happy.
Can you?
Yeah.
When you're pissing someone off, you seem pretty fucking happy.
No. I was happy that I have a lovely wife and family. You realize these things when you watch movies.
Oh, you emote through the movies.
You go, oh. You know, when I was watching Hercules, I'm going, I have a great family. His family was murdered.
I read a book on the plane, like a novel. And I don't read novels very often. I'm always reading like nonfiction stuff. And it was cheesy. Like, I don't know. I feel like these people that are like, this is a fantastic book or whatever. They're like all bestsellers and stuff. It was like so cheesy to me. But yet, and movies do this too. They'll still make you cry even though you're sitting there being like, this is dumb. But they know how to work the right
angle.
Yes, it's like they bring in a kid, they put in the music, they, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, I don't even like this movie and I'm crying. Or I can feel the lump in my throat. It drives me nuts.
When I used to read, I only read true nonfiction. I only read, you know, true stuff back in the day when I haven't read in a while. About 9 years I haven't read a book. I got to start reading books again.
Again. Another.
What happened to all those books we had?
Okay, I gotta go.
Did we lose them during the fire too?
We lost a lot of books in the fire.
Those were my books.
Sorry.
Hoover and Sammy Davis and the Mafia books and John Douglas. You didn't read any of those John Douglas books?
I did. I read them all. Every single one. I really did.
Mindhunter and Journey into Darkness. Uh-huh. No, you didn't.
I read them all. I swear to God.
Did you read? You didn't read Hoover?
Yes, I did.
No, that was big.
I read it. And Sammy Davis Jr. I read them.
You read my books?
Yes.
Without my permission?
You saw me lugging them around.
So now the four books your sister gave you for Christmas, were they good books at least?
I don't know. I left them at my mom's.
Tell her not to mail them back here. Who gives you four used books? They're rich, I thought.
I don't know.
What'd you get her? Did you get her something nice?
I got her and Andrea the same thing. I got them a nice book, some like face cream stuff. It's expensive. It's nice. And like a water bottle that you just can put regular water in and then it filters it.
Oh, those are nice.
So three things, nothing crazy. I told them, you know, I wasn't going to get a bunch of like expensive gifts for people because I had to pay so much money to come home.
You know,
but then it turns out my cheap gifts are the same amount or more than their expensive ones.
I can't be mandating give me gifts. If they're giving you used books, what could they possibly give me?
Well, we always knew that Audrey was regifting weird books to us from, like, when she's on, she always goes on these, like, to these conferences and stuff because we get, like, weird business books from her. But then she just took it one step further and was like, I'm not even giving them the new ones, the new regifts. You know what I'm going to get her next year? A candle, like this one, that's already been lit and stuff.
Give her a used candle.
A used candle. There.
Just bring some old socks.
Merry Christmas.
Bring some old socks. That's why I'm glad I didn't go there this year. Can you imagine when they're all opening up gifts?
You couldn't joke around. You have to be like, because if I joke around, everybody gets mad.
But wait, if I was there at Christmas and everybody's opening gifts, I would sit there and go.
Well, if you were coming, I'm sure they would have.
No.
Right?
And then I had not one gift. I would have sat there like a fucking Jew. How horrible would that have been? That wouldn't have been a good feeling.
Well, I put on all our gifts from the bosses.
Yeah, well, because we you know, there's the coolest kid on the planet.
All right, can we go?
No, we
this was a
worst.
I'm sorry. It's a Christmas podcast, and it's literally the worst.
I think it's...
Why don't you guys... This is a gift to us. You guys listening to this crap.
This isn't the worst podcast. We've done a lot worse.
No. I feel bad about this, honestly. I feel bad.
Do you?
Yeah. I wasn't funny. You weren't funny.
I had a good line or two.
No. I don't think so.
I had one.
What?
I don't remember.
No.
Yeah. You laugh.
Hello. Kind of loud. What? We're trying to... Trying to make some crappy art over here.
You know what movie I want to see? There's a bunch. I want to see Big Eyes.
I do too. Why do you want to see that? That's because not your kind of movie.
Yeah, it's like, it's an arty movie.
Oh, stop. Are you making
crazy?
Fun?
No.
That's like the kind of movie they would talk about on NPR for days.
Well, because it's big. Do you remember all that, the artwork that guy used to draw?
I don't know it from,
You've
like,
never seen any of those pictures?
No.
Yes, you have. You've seen them a million times.
I don't have a recollection of it.
Doctor's offices and waiting rooms and very famous.
Yeah.
Very famous. You've seen them. With the big eyes. So
I mean, I know it from the movie, but I don't know.
It's a Tim Burton movie, so
yeah.
I want to see that.
Uh-huh.
I want to see The Gambler, even though it got bad reviews.
I don't know what that is.
It's fucking Mark Wahlberg, but it's a remake, a James Caan movie, which was fucking great.
Why do they remake great movies?
40
they should
years
just remake
later,
the bad
30
ones.
30 or 40 years later, whatever, I don't know. It's a great fucking movie, The Gambler, with James Caan. What else do I want to see? Well, we're going to watch tonight. What are we going to watch? What's it called?
Gone Girl.
Is that Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
He directed or stars?
No, he stars in it.
I have no idea what it's about.
It's
People say it's great.
It's a famous director. Who is it? I don't remember.
Martin Scorsese?
No. Fincher?
Who?
Is it Fincher?
David Fincher?
I don't know if that's his first name. And I don't even know if Fincher is his last name. It's Fincher.
You're in the business. This is the people. You're a director. You should know.
I mean, you know, I'm... Of course, I take their phone calls. Can we go? This has got to be... This is like a boring conversation to me. It has to be boring to listen to. It can't be good.
Where do you think I'm going right after we're done with this podcast?
7-Eleven.
To the basement.
Okay.
To find those DVDs.
Well, then come back and do a little, just put it on pause.
This weekend I'm at Levity Live in Nyack at the Palisades Mall. Aren't you at the stand tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Friday night? Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday the 26th.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'll be
Follow me on Twitter if you want to really know my schedule.
Why? You put it up on Twitter?
I retweet where I'm at.
You just retweet? You don't tweet it?
Yeah, I just retweet.
Well, I'll be at Levity Live. New Year's Eve, Bonnie and I will be at Stand Up New York, New York City, New Year's Eve. That following weekend.
NYC, baby.
That following weekend, I'll be at the Brokerage in Long Island. Some guy on Facebook wrote to me. He goes, I'll be opening for you at Brokerage. I'll be bringing in people. What am I supposed to write back? Yay? Fuck do I care?
What weekend are you at Brokerage?
The first weekend of January.
Oh, I think I'm there on the 19th.
Oh, maybe you are. You probably are.
I gotta check it out.
So this weekend, Levity Live, then Stand Up New York New Year's Eve, then Brokerage Comedy Club, Long Island that weekend. Busy, busy, busy. We'll hear about our pilot, I'm sure, soon.
What are you doing? How lonely are you?
How lonely am I?
Yeah, you just keep on going, going, going.
I was very lonely when you were gone. Oh, God. You know how many Law and Orders I watched? I almost did a podcast by myself. I just didn't know what I would talk about for that long.
Probably Law and Orders. It couldn't have been any worse than this one.
Do you think this is in our top 10 worst podcasts?
God, please let it end.
Do you think this is in our top 10?
Yes. Yes.
Are we supposed to do an Adam and Eve read?
I would like to do a podcast one day where I'm not aggravated. That happen? Would that be allowed?
A lot of them.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Are we supposed to do a read for Adam and Eve? If we are, just put in the last one we did. Right?
All right. Bye.
Wait, are you done? Are we done?
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
So you're sorry.
No. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas? All right. Well, our next one will be great. I promise. We're disheveled right now. We're just disheveled. Is that the right word? Disheveled?
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree